Amen. If I can, I want to touch on that.
Okay.
You know me. I've got some sense. Okay. Now.
Let's put
my Jesus gave me some sense,
okay,
y'all.
Okay, let's put it in.
So, I'm an artist.
Okay, yes, I remember that.
Okay, I'm an artist. And I have this fence wire at home that I use for art stuff. And I wanted to start making art just out of wire. So I tried a few things and it didn't look too good. It didn't look good. So I put the wire down and I've just, you know, kind of left it aside and just been praying and stuff. Well, Tuesday, I got home and the Lord said, I want you to make this. So I got up and I went to my little table, my art table that's in my living room at my windows. And I wrote it. And as he told me to make this, I got instruction, okay? So I wrote it out. And it was the name Jesus out of wire. So I put it down and I just began to praise him and just worship. And Lord, I just love you. I don't know why you love me so much, but I'm sure glad you do.
Yeah.
Because don't nobody on this earth love me like you do.
Right.
And don't nobody know me like you do.
Right.
Thank you for being my creator.
Right. Amen.
So Tuesday we have praise and worship at the church. And it came time to leave. And the Jesus in wire was sitting on the table. He said, take it. Take it with you. Okay, Lord. So I put it in, you know, I took it. And I left it in my car. Well, during praise and worship, I'm worshiping, and there was two young ladies that had came, and as I'm worshiping, the Holy Spirit is ministering to me. I want you to go get, he's instructing me, okay, yes, sir, he's instructing me on what he wants me to do with what he had me make, what he gave me the power to make. So I'm sitting there with my hands up worshiping. He says, I want you to give it to this girl. And he named her. And then he said, when you give it to her, remind her that I love her no matter what. And there's nothing she can do that will stop my love for her.
Wow. It's beautiful.
And then I did that. And then yesterday I'm at the house just spending time. And then I seen Angel's name in wire.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of in your mind?
Yeah, I just seen it.
Yeah.
And this is Angel's name.
Turn it the other way so they can.
This is Angel's name in wire.
That's pretty.
Hang on. You're gonna like this, Sister Judy. So it had this heart on it. We have to be mindful. And we have to guard our heart. Because when God gives us something, when God gives us something so precious as love, this was attached to it. But Monica was like, well, if I just do this, it'll make it look better. And a lot of times we do that with the Word of God. We get a word from God. And it feels, I don't know how to put it, but it feels good and it's awesome. But then we get an idea. Well, if you just twist it this way, just a little bit, it'll be better. I've made that mistake.
What he says is what he means. And when you do what he says, it turns out good for you.
Yeah,
You don't have to tweak God's word.
That's right.
That's good.
I'm sure glad the rest of us have never made that mistake, Monica.
Right? I don't know why the Lord, but it's just so important when God gives you something and he loves you dearly and he knows you like nobody.
And see what a blessing this has been to you. When you're used of God, there is a feeling and a blessing. For her, she stepped out of an audience and obeyed the Lord and went down and prayed with a lady, and you were healed, and the lady was healed. Mm-hmm. You were praying for her. Mm-hmm. Obedience to God, listening to his word, there's a reward to it. I'll tell you what. And just, it's awesome being in God's plan and being in God's place and God's timing and being obedient, following him. Mm-hmm. The rewards are fantastic.
Amen. Yes. Amen. We do have a couple of prayer requests.